Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
Guys, I am horny as fuck. I am walking around like I'm literally, I am glowing. There's so much sexual energy coming out of my body right now. I'm just dirty slutting on myself, dirty slutting all over myself. And oh, it's been so much fun. I was squirting all over the place. It was like a fountain. I mean, I don't even know, honestly, like if I've ever squirted that much, like if it was been that projectile. The second it went in, it was like, oh, I mean, my whole body shook, like quivered down to my pussy. Like it was quivering too. It just felt so good. I put the mirror right in front of me and I just watched myself and I was pulling on my nipples and I really just was like putting on a show for myself and watching myself. Oh my God, that was so fucking hot. Hey guys, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I am Layla. Well, let's get this going. Oh my gosh, I'm excited. I'm pumped. I'm just telling you, I'm glowing. I feel so beautiful right now. All this masturbation is totally paying off. All right, we'll get to that. Oh, I got some good stories. Okay. First, let me just say, did you guys listen to Eric's last episode or the third episode? Hopefully it's not the last time he'll ever be on the show. I know he has another book coming out in a couple months, so I'll try to get him back on. It's going to be about pussy eating. I don't know. That's sort of like, I think I just leaked it. I don't know if he's, I think he mentioned it on the show. I think he mentioned it on the Saturday episode, but yeah, he's got a whole book just to pussy eating. I'm like, bless you, man. You are doing the good work. Thank you for spreading the gospel of pussy eating. Anyway, I have learned so much from him. I just have to say, I hope you guys have enjoyed listening to him. I have gotten a lot of great feedback. I think everybody's really enjoying it. He's so enlightening. I mean, it's just fun for me to sit there and talk to a man that's enlightened about sex and that has that much experience and that's kind of cognitively thought about it from a practical standpoint and understands how to apply it and execute. This is what he's intending on doing, and he does it. So guys, really, if there's, you know, he's got books, he's got all kinds of stuff, definitely go check him out. I know he was generous enough to give a 20% discount for anybody that was able to click through my link. That link will be in the show notes on whatever device you're using to listen to the show. You'll see it right there. Okay, now, oh, I want to say, before I get too far into it, I got a lovely donation the other day from a gentleman. I believe it's a gentleman, actually, because he's left me a voicemail before. So I wanted to give him a shout out. I won't say his name. Again, I try to protect everybody's privacy, but I haven't had a donation in a while and one just popped in there. So thank you very, very much. Interesting, while I'm on the subject of donations, I used to kind of talk about that and say that, hey, you know, if you like what you hear, you know, you can leave me a donation. I'm going to actually be able to pretty soon start allowing for people to tip. So if you like the episode, you can tip. I'll say you could start that early, guys. If you want, you can go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com, click on donate. And if you've listened to a couple episodes and I've entertained you and you got some value out of it and you found it interesting, I would love and really appreciate a tip. I'm sure many people are not aware, but I've been basically paying for this show, for the production of it, out of my own pocket for 6 years now. And so whenever somebody like this gentleman just sends me a tip or gives me a tip, and it doesn't really matter how big or how small, guys, it really, really means so much to me because it lets me know, you know, that you like what you're hearing. It's like, you know, when you go to a restaurant, you tip. Someone gives you good service, you tip. Someone entertains you, you tip. The valet parks your car, you tip. And listen, I don't want to spend my life making tips, but it is just a small little thing that honestly makes my day. And it, like I said, it really is not about the dollar amount. So pretty soon I'll be able to have a feature on the player that you're listening to each episode on that'll just allow you to like push a little button. It'll make it super easy. But if anybody's so inclined, it would be lovely. You can go to the CuriousGirlDiaries.com. Like I said, there's a donate button on the top of the website and you'll see it on every page you're on. And, you know, just a little donation really, really makes me happy and makes me feel good. So anyway, thank you so much to my recent donator. That was lovely. Lots of good karma to you. Lots of good sex karma to you. I'm sending him very good sex karma. I know he's married, he has a partner or a wife rather, and they're enjoying their sex life together and they've been married long term. So this makes me happy, happy all the way around. Okay. Now I've got an interesting email here. This is you guys. Hopefully maybe some other people will weigh in on this and I can circle back to this person because I got this email and I'll be honest, I was a little stumped. And the person's name, they say, Hello, Layla. My name is E. I'm a 25-year-old virgin and a person who has never had a boyfriend. At first, I was really content with the fact that I'm a virgin and it didn't bother me one bit. I've been waiting to get a boyfriend to have sex. But the last year or so, I realized I didn't want a boyfriend. I just want to explore and try some of the things I think I might be interested in. Anyhow, I was just wondering if you have some advice on the best way I can go about that. Well, Okay, I'm torn for you. I'm really torn on this one. I think I'm probably split right down the middle, to be honest. Part of me says, I feel like your first time would be better in the context of a loving relationship or somebody that you really trust. And maybe that's my old-fashioned way of thinking. And I know that doesn't happen that way for everybody, but I think most people will end up, it's with their first boyfriend, their first serious boyfriend or first serious girlfriend, and they do it and it's kind of special. Although I will tell you that first time for me was not that special. It was special because it was with the right person, but the actual sex itself was just, I give it a thumbs down. It just was not that great. Only because it's the first time. We didn't use any lube. He's trying to stuff an unlubricated condom in me. I'm, of course, nervous and tight, and it's very uncomfortable and painful and all that stuff that really kind of your first time is all about. Now, so I do recommend good foreplay and lube. Okay, let's not skimp on these things. Now that we know better, let's do better. Okay, so I don't know. I'm torn. And then the other side of me says, you know what? You could just make it, you don't have to put the pressure on you to have it be this special thing and make a big deal out of it. I mean, it's probably the one thing that's kept me from having threesomes. You know, I just have all this garbage in my brain about it has to be a certain way and it's really getting in my way. So I don't know. You could put together like a list of fun things you just want to do that aren't penetrative. You could make a little non-sex sex bucket list, your pre-sex sex bucket list. How about that? And just try some things that you'd be comfortable with and where you can feel very in control, empowered. Obviously, it doesn't have to be the boyfriend. Hopefully, you choose wisely and it's with a decent guy or decent guys, or maybe throw some women in there. But it's really, I don't know. I'm probably not much help on this, but which way are you leaning? I mean, I would just go with that. You may be flip-flopping too, but I think if you just want to start exploring and see where it goes, as long as you kind of know what your boundaries are, you know, see, that's the other thing. When you're with a partner that you trust, you have some parameters here, so nothing gets out of control. But oh my gosh, like I think I'm sweating talking about this. Like I'm feeling like this is my first threesome here. Like I'm going to have sex for the first time. I just think that, I don't know. Listeners, what do you guys think? What should E do? I'd love for you to, if you could, like, let me know. Just shoot me a quick voicemail, CuriousGirlDiaries.com, pink tab on the right-hand side, or an email, CuriousGirl@CuriousGirlDiaries.com, and tell me what you think. Like, what should E do? Should she wait? Should she go for it? Now, I will say this is the perfect point, E, for me to also tell you that I thought it would be done this weekend. It's not. It will be done this week because I'm hauling ass on it. But I'm putting together just a little program, it's either going to be free or super, super cheap, like under $5. Like it's not about making money. It's just, I'm putting together a little program so that to help people just make a sex bucket list. And you'll have a little sex bucket list in there. You fill in and edit and very similar. And I'm teaching you the same way, just giving you the same way to kind of get your creative juices flowing about how to stimulate yourself about what you think would be sexy. Sometimes it's funny. It's the number one question I get. That and mixed match libidos. Those two are probably the most popular questions I've gotten over 6 years. How do I make a sex bucket list? What do I put on it? How do I get motivated to like, how do I know what's interesting to me, what I might like? So I have just a little mini course. It'll probably take you like 45 minutes, go through it and boom, you'll have a sex bucket list. And then you can kind of work off that. So you can put anything on there that you want, and you could put non-penetrative, you know, sexual things on there and then maybe work your way up. Maybe you have, 10 things and the number 10, the top tier is actually penetrative sex. But anyway, I'm excited to get that out, guys. Look for that. If you're on my email list, I will blast out an email about it. If you're on my email list and you never thought you were on there, but you remember signing up, trust me, you're on there. I just have never emailed anybody. I am so, so sorry about that. It's ridiculous. Oh my gosh, I should be shot. I definitely have to hang my head in shame on that one. That's embarrassing. I know. I haven't, guys... Because I'm doing this, just doing it and producing it and all the things I'm doing, keeping the website up, and there's a lot to do. And it's not cheap. It's not super expensive, but it's not cheap either. It's cheap. Probably around, I don't know, I'm guessing. It's about $1,000 a month, I'd say, just to do all this stuff and to pay my assistants and things like that. So I haven't been good on the email marketing or just even saying hello. I did a little bit in the past, but as you guys know, I've just been, if you're on my email list and you never got an email from me, that is why. It's because you don't have to worry about me spamming you. I'm not even sending any emails out, people. Okay. Don't worry. Anybody that's not on my list, if you want to be on my list, just know it will be very low and minimal and sparse amounts of contact from me because I don't have my shit together when it comes to that stuff. All right, there. I've outed myself. And if you want to join the mailing list, it's just right on the homepage there. It says sign up for exclusive content, which right now there isn't any, but I'm working on that too. So that's the fun stuff. I've been seriously hauling ass on this. Finally, I found a platform that I want to use that I can put it all on. That was one of the biggest problems, guys, was I just couldn't get everything in one platform and I couldn't link it to my site. And every time you send somebody away to a third party site, especially with the subject matter that I'm talking about, you know, if they change their rules or policies, boom, I could lose everybody in one fell swoop and not have a platform, a backup platform or whatever. And now, you know, now I feel it's good. The time's right. So I'm excited. I'm going to be launching some fun things and hopefully everyone can just be a part of that. Okay. Guys, I am horny as fuck. I am walking around like I am glowing. There's so much sexual energy coming out of my body right now. I can't even believe it. Like everywhere I go, people are like, oh my God. You know what people come telling me? I love it. They're like, oh, you look so young. You know, I'm like, thank you. All this masturbation, the sexual energy that produces, it just like lights you up. I mean, for me as a woman, when I'm doing, there's a lot going on with it. I think it's, I'll start with the obvious. This week, especially, week one definitely got me going. Okay, definitely. Now that I rolled into week two, when I started week two, I started my period. And I know you guys, some of you are like, oh my God, period. But I love talking about period sex. I love having my period. The hormones, I love this, gets me so horny. Oh my God. Oh my God. Like right before, during, and even after. It's just something happens. It's just that flush of hormones. It jacks me up. It's like a steroid. I don't know. So I'm all lit up. I'm all sexified. I'm just like, I'm feeling myself like every single day and I'm horny and I'll literally, if I stop and I'm sitting at my desk, I'll just find my hand creeping down and touching my clit. Like I'm always touching my clit. If I'm alone and it's appropriate, obviously not in public, but if I can get away with it and I'm just sitting there, it's almost like I'm not even thinking about it. It's just, I'll be sitting there and sort of stroking my clit while I'm doing it, multitasking, doing other things. And it's led to some amazing masturbation sessions this week. This week has been about, oh my gosh, it's been the full enchilada. Like I have totally fucked myself crazy this week. And the fantasies and the porn I've been watching, I mean, whoo, mama, I am ready to jump on somebody like pounce. I do have, by the way, guys, I know I've been tight-lipped about what's going on And somebody, a frequent listener last week, said, are you going to get some penis? He said, penis. Are you going to tell us about you're getting, I hope you get some penis. Or, trust me, I've just been keeping things close to the vest. Okay, I'm sorry. I've been holding out a little bit on you guys. And I know that's wrong. I'm not supposed to do it. That's not the point of this show. But I don't know. I went through something where I just wanted to keep that a little bit close to the vest. But I think I'm done with that. So just know that there will be good stories coming. And yeah, I'm ready to start really letting it rip again. You know what I think it is? I'll be honest. Sometimes I feel like I worry. It is 6 years of content. I can't ever take it down. But sometimes I worry about, still to this day, I guess the digital footprint that I'm leaving, that you may not be aware, somewhere in the future, this may come back to bite me. And it's one of the reasons I struggle with staying anonymous. What do I do? Do I start a, you know, like a Patreon, or actually I'm going to start a community. I am starting a community. And I just don't know, like, do I reveal myself? Do I let the community members see my face behind it's private, right? So it's a private community. It's a strange thing. And part of me just gets pissed off, because why am I even worried about this? Like, it's fucking sex. Everybody's doing it. Why can't I talk about it? It's ridiculous. I'm not talking about, I don't know, cyber crimes or anything. You know what I mean? It's like, or anything bad, or how I've wronged anybody. You know, I'm not doing sleazy shit. I'm just having sex and loving it. So I don't know. Guys, if you guys hear me struggling with something, any input you want to give, I'm always, you know, I love it. You guys know, I love your feedback. It lets me know that you're listening and that I'm not just sitting here talking into a microphone, into the big abyss. But yeah, I've told you how many downloads I get, and it's growing, but it's weird when the feedback is, sometimes I get a lot and then other times it's a trickle. Just know that I'm always, if you think you have something you want to share with me, I'm always up to hear it. And you know, I will get back to you personally, which that's the fun part, that we actually get to interact one-on-one. If you leave me a voicemail, voicemails are better, guys. I will get back to you faster. If I have to type, trust me, you're making it hard on me, and there's a chance that it just may not get to it. So there, I've said my piece. Back to being horny as hell. Since I was with Eric on Saturday on the show, I have been watching, this week I've been watching a lot of his porn. You know why? Because I know I like it. I know I like it. I know what to expect. I don't have to worry about, like, he's been my go-to for a while now. I don't have to worry about searching and trying to find something good and when it may not be. And when I just want to have a quality session with myself. So these sessions that I've been having have been full-blown. These are like, I'm fucking myself silly. It's like, I'm not making love to myself. I'm just dirty slutting on myself, dirty slutting all over myself. And oh, it's been so much fun. I mean, this is with, I've got my dildos. I've busted out the big dildo. I'm using just about every toy I have, like, laid out, ready to go. I've been using the Duet Pro, my new Duet Pro from Love Crave, my Vesper from Love Crave. I love that Vesper, guys. I'm just telling you, ladies, oh, you got to get one. The sex towel, my lubes. Oh yeah, I'm going crazy for it. And oh, I did a shower session. That's with my big dildo with the suction cup. Now, when you know when I'm getting in the shower and going for it in the shower, like, it's, there's going to be, the, I was squirting all over the place. It was like a fountain. I mean, I don't even know, honestly, like, if I've ever squirted that much, like, if it was been that projectile with a man, like, a lot of times, well, let me think about this. A lot of times what it is when I squirt with a man, it's kind of like, it's not like totally like forceful. And this was just like where there's little sprays, like, psh, psh. I'm like, oh my God, look at that. What is happening down there? Usually it's more like you turn on a faucet and it kind of comes out. This is like, oh God, I swear to God, I was having some good, dirty fucking sessions. And then when I've got that dildo like suction cup to the shower wall, my butt's like pressing up against the glass and my tits are like flying everywhere. Oh my God. And I'm just, oh. I love it because I can really control the pressure and the speed that I'm backing up on that thing with. And that's why, because I can do it kind of forcefully, to be honest. And, you know, and I'm really, and I'm, what's really getting me to, I think, do that projectile squirting is that dildo's so big that it, when it rubs across my G-spot, boy, it really hits it. And there's a certain angle that I can do that like almost, it's almost like it kind of gets, I don't want to say stuck, but it hits that spot like a speed bump, like, but really hard. Like it's trying, like imagine if you were trying to not got slow over the speed bump, but just like blow right through it. It's like, ba-boom. And it hits my cervix. And it's strange because when I first started like having stronger, more aggressive, penetrative sex with against my cervix, it felt kind of like, ow. And when I was younger, if somebody was hitting, I'd be like, ow. And I basically want them to stop and not do that. But what I found is if you actually kind of push past that and keep going, it starts to feel good. I mean, it's interesting. Maybe my brain's been rewired or I've just, because I've experienced a lot of stuff in my experimentation, in my whole sexual road trip, I've just found like that little bit of pain, there's a lot of pleasure behind it. And I can have some really, really strong orgasms when you're really, really hitting that spot and you're going heavy on it and just hitting my cervix. I can't just be, it's interesting though. I want to take a minute and preface that because it's not like, guys, I know they watch a lot of that porn that's pound, 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 pound. Look, if you're just pound, 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 and you're not hitting my cervix or I'm not touching my clit at the same time. I'm sorry, you're not hitting my G-spot and hitting my cervix. And or if you're just pounding, you've got to be touching my clit or I'm touching my clit. There's got to be some clit stimulation because just that, there's a certain angle where it's just pound, pound, pound. I don't get much stimulation over my G-spot. And if you're not touching my clit, it can just be kind of painful at times. So that's not the best way to do it. If you're going to be going to Pound Town, make sure there's some other stimulation involved. That's my recommendation on that one. But anyway, so as I'm in the shower and I've got that, I'm just fucking working that thing. And I'm just imagining like some guys behind me just holding back both my arms. He's just pulling me into him. Just boom, 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 boom. Just fucking the shit out of me from behind. And I am going crazy. And I'm squirting all over the place. It's fucking amazing. I'm telling you, sometimes my fantasies are better than reality. Not with everybody, but I mean, I definitely have a high fantastical imagination and I can really, really get into it. And it's like, I can feel every single stroke. I feel like my pussy's hypersensitive and maybe it's the extra hormones this week. I don't know, but oh, just like so sensitive. When I was doing my shower porno scene, the second it went in, it was like, oh, I mean, my whole body shook, like quivered down to my pussy. Like it was quivering too. It just felt so good. So, so good. And guys, this just tells you when a woman is really in the right mindset for sex, how amazing it can be. Now, if I'm not all juiced up and horny and if I don't have enough foreplay, like, no, this isn't happening. Or with the right person that totally fucking turns me on and gets me hot. No, this will not happen. You could take two different guys. We could lay out the exact same scenario and completely different result. So a lot of this is partner dependent. Now, obviously, when I'm doing the solo stuff, I know I'm a good partner to myself and I know exactly how to get myself fired up. But it was just one of those weeks where every fucking session I had was fire. Every time I put something in me or put something on my clit, it was all I could do not to come. Now, and I love that. I love that I have to like hold back and stop and that it's the sweet, sweet torture for the whole session that I'm just dying to come. This is where the edging, a little bit of edging comes in handy, guys. If you know how to get yourself right to the edge and then back off. By the way, did you guys hear that in that last episode I did with Eric? Did you hear about his porn star trick for not coming? For backing yourself off, like one of his mentors taught him that. That alone, right there, if you don't have one of those tools in your resources, you don't know like how to get yourself to stop when you're that close. Listen to the episode. I'm not going to tell you how to do it. You got to listen to him. And I'm like, oh, makes sense. Makes sense. So anyway, I thought that was worth its weight in gold right there. I'm like, nobody's ever told me that. That's amazing. I love learning new stuff. Thank you so much, Eric Everhard. Okay, now. Yes, all I could do this week was, it was so hard not to come. And sometimes I just, to be honest with you, I would just lose control right away because every session I went into, I was already on fire. Like I was ready for it. I wanted it. And I would just do, if I came really quickly, because what I wanted was long sessions. And so if I came really quickly, I was like, it's just going to be a double header today. Some days I had a triple header, no joke. Actually, one day I had four because I did two quickies and then I had two during a longer session. Now, I can have a lot of orgasms. multiple orgasms during a long session, but they're so much more fun with a partner. So usually when I'm kind of, usually, not all the time, guys, but usually it's when it's just me, I might just, it's two or three if I'm having a long session. These ones, I think I did just two, and then one time it was four orgasms. But I almost, that's the thing. This was the kind of masturbation, and it would have translated to sex because I was just so fired up. If I was having sex with a partner, it would have translated the same. It's a kind of interaction where you just, you're holding back. Like, you want to come immediately. You cannot wait. You literally need it right now. And it's sweet, sweet torture to hold off. And even for me, I'm just like, oh God, okay. And I'm having this struggle in my brain, this mental struggle the whole time, because every movement, every wiggle, every hip grind, every twist, every pound, every slow stroke, every fast stroke feels amazing. I don't know. That's like lightning in a bottle. And like I said, I know it's the hormones this week, and it's the perfect mixture of a lot of things coming together. It's me being super turned on and building off of last week and the hormones all together. It's, oh God, it's so fucking good. It's like my pussy. It's like, it's on steroids. It's like a magic pussy. It just feels so amazing. And it's hard not to come. And I have to hold myself back. That's the kind of, those were the sessions I was having last week. I had to get my, everywhere I went, it was like, okay, fuck towel. I had to have the fuck towel out, sex towel. I guess sex towel, not fuck towel, but we can call it a fuck towel. And obviously the shower is great because once you have all that lube in you and you've come and you're, then your pussy's just a messy little oozy, sexed up, used. Oh, satisfied. It needs to be clean. You got to clean yourself up. You can't leave all that in there. So it's nice when you're in the shower and you can just very quickly, that's easy peasy right there. It's good on the timing. It's efficient. But I was not, I mean, I was everywhere. I fucked myself good. I was on the bed. I was on the floor. I was on my chair. I have a chair. So I was just like, oh yeah. I mean, I kind of got my legs up. I have a chair in my room. I sat on the chair and it's kind of got these nice big wide arms. Usually I throw my laundry on it, you know, before I fold it. Like that's where I plop my laundry and fold from there. But I was on top of the laundry this week, so nothing sitting there. And I mean, I got on there and I sat down and then I put one leg over either side. So I was just like wide open. And I put, actually, this is really fun. I put a mirror. I have a mirror in my room. So I put the mirror right in front of me and I just watched myself. And I was pulling on my nipples. And I really just was like putting on a show for myself and watching myself. Oh my God, that was so fucking hot. And I could seeing yourself be turned on is hot. I should have recorded that. You know, I've only recorded myself masturbating once. And it was a shower scene, by the way. It was a shower scene. And I only sent that to two people. And then I deleted it. I don't have it anymore because I was just nervous about having that floating around. Like, because you could see my face. You could see that it was me. And you guys know how paranoid I am about that stuff. Like on my hookup sites and things like that, I don't post nude photos. You know, I'll post lingerie photos and things like that, but you don't see my face. Like you can see, I'll have a face pic so somebody knows what I look like, but anytime I show my body, I don't show my face. There's plausible deniability with that, right? I mean, you don't see the full thing. I could say, well, that could be me. I don't know. My face isn't there. I don't know. It's kind of silly. I don't know why it makes me feel better, but it does that way. Because if anybody ever took the picture, like, again, it's just a body. It's just a woman's body. Like, how do you really know it's me? It's not like you could say, here's a picture of Layla, the curious girl. Well, you don't see my face. So you kind of need that. You need that. And I mean, I'm probably overthinking it, but that's the way I am. Okay. So what else did I do? Let's see. I did the chair scene, that hot chair scene, the shower scene. Oh my God, the bed. I totally, totally drenched my sex towel. I almost needed to. It's a good thing it didn't go through my comforter. Although you just wash it off. But yeah, this was a good week, guys. A really good week. Oh, and guess what? By the way, I have a listener and I hope she comes on. She did, get this, 90 days straight of masturbation. Like I need to bow down to the queen. She did 90 days straight of masturbation. I believe she sort of documented it all, like took notes, how she was feeling. And I want to get her on the show. So hopefully next week or the following week before March Masturbation Madness Month is over, she can be on and then we can just, that'll be fun. Two girls talking about masturbation and how much they love it and what they've been doing to themselves. Oh yeah, that'll be a
good one.
I can't wait for that. Well, I think that's about it, guys. I mean, this was a serious week. I went for it. I mean, I pulled out all the stops. And so here's my dilemma. My dilemma is when I'm with a partner and when I have sex, I can't decide, like, do I masturbate first or just save that for later? I'm kind of thinking, like, I don't like to go, I think I'm going to stick with my tried and true. Like, I don't like to show up with to see someone having masturbated before I got there. I like the buildup. I like knowing that that penetrative sex is going to be what's teasing me and driving me over the edge and making me want to come. So I'll probably have to then, I'll probably have to pull a double header, sex and masturbation. I mean, not a bad day. I can't complain about that. So, all right, there we go. Well, everybody, I hope you enjoyed that. Oh my gosh. Whew. Is anybody else out there doing March Masturbation Madness Month? If you are, please let me know how it's going. I hope you're joining in. You can start at any time. It doesn't have all be in March, by the way. Just try it. And you know what? Maybe you just want to do 2 weeks, or maybe you want to do the full 30 days and you run into April. No problem. But trust me, guys, you will love it. I'm just telling you, you'll be at the end of 30 days, you will be a different person. You will be way more sexual, way more glowy. I don't know how else to put it. Happy, giggly. I mean, I'm just grinning from ear to ear all the time. I love it. Oh, I feel so good. God, orgasms are the best. Guys, that's what I want for you. All right, everybody, I love you. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any feedback for me, you know I love it. I love it. I crave it. Give it to me. I want it. I want it. Go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com, click on the pink tab on the right-hand side, and leave me a voicemail. You got 5 minutes. Let it rip. I love, love, love to hear what you have to say, and I love getting back to you. We get to have our own personal, private conversations. It's wonderful. All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.